And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Scott Schilling and Tony Bonomolo with Trail, here to talk about their upcoming season that we can all participate in. And I know that there are many of our listeners who heard when you all are here last talking. You were here with some Bike Lafayette people and talking about Trail and your mission. But for those people who perhaps weren't with us at that time, if you could just kind of recap what the mission of Trail is. Scott? Yeah.
Well, we created TRAIL, which is the acronym for Transportation Recreation Alternatives in Louisiana. So that's why it's called TRAIL, simply. Mm-hmm. But the mission of TRAIL is to work alongside of governmental agencies and other entities to help build parks and recreational facilities, bike paths, hiking paths in our communities. And so TRAIL is a nonprofit organization who works alongside government, goes out to help get funding, and then also promote the outdoor activities. And we promote them by having a lot of outdoor activities coming up.
So just making it possible to do more outdoor activities. There's no one particular mode of transportation that you all are supporting, promoting. It's just making it possible for people to get out there more and to do a variety of activities outdoors.
Right, and enjoy your environment, whether it's on water through a kayak or a canoe, on a bicycle, or just hiking or walking, mm-hmm. or running. So.
Mm-hmm. Or just enjoying the, enjoying the weather. I mean,
yeah. And I guess you could walk also, just walk on those paths that you're talking about. Now, in addition to working with governmental agencies and working out policies and creating paths and places for us to go, you also have try to create opportunities for people to participate in outdoor activities. And you have a variety of them. So maybe we can just start off talking about what's coming up and what the year's looking like for trail activities.
Okay.
I know you have something coming up very soon to help with hospice.
Yeah. Well, we work, some of these events are fundraisers for mm-hmm. Trail. And some of them we're just working with other organizations to help help them have a fundraiser that can they can promote activities, but also promote their their motive. So we have this weekend we got the Sugar Man Triathlon that's coming up, and it's going to be in its third year, and the Rotary Club of Lafayette North is involved with it, and as long as the Tri-Cajun Club, that'll be this Sunday. Which is a very busy weekend. Then also, following that, we have a bicycle ride coming up for Hospice of Acadiana called Cycle for Hospice of Acadiana. It'll be October the 13th out of Acadian Village, and there'll be a 21-mile ride and a 51-mile ride. And if anybody's familiar with what our marketing efforts were before, our registration mm-hmm. flyers that are out there, they incorrectly had 62 and 25. We had to modify some of the routes. Mm-hmm. So it is now 21 and 51 miles. And they'll be out of Acadiana Park. The 51 mile will take you all the way down into Abbeville.
I know a lot of people appreciate having a slightly shorter ride. Some people are just ready for that 51 mile. Yeah. And do you all have a website where you show the maps of where you have some of these rides so that people can look ahead at them? Or?
We don't have them posted at mm-hmm. this moment in time, but we will hopefully have them up there. If you go to latrail.org, is our website, and that will get you pretty well connected to the events we have going on. Another event that website that's really popular for promoting events in this area is LafayetteFitness.org. So you'll see the events coming up, and you also on their website you'll see the results.
Okay. So. Now, a lot of people just listening to you about biking and when they hear 51 miles, not to mention 62 miles, many of us who don't bike or are just used to driving in our car on the roads can't even imagine how you find that many miles where you can take bikes safely in a large group of people safely. Describe the roads that you go down for a ride like that would go 51 miles.
Well, when you talk about the aspect of safety, mm-hmm. a large group goes a long ways into providing safety.
I mean,
it creates a very visible mm-hmm. environment for the cyclists out there mm-hmm. and some protection. But the roads that we generally try to follow are stuff that is going to be low traffic. It's hopefully something that's got some shouldering to give some space with the vehicles. Mm-hmm. And then also trying to make sure we're not taking, we don't want to take left turns across traffic, trying to avoid crossing busy intersections. It's unavoidable, But we do a heck of a job, I think, trying to find some of the safest routes out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that would assure a lot of people perhaps who have not been on rides like this. They're interested. Maybe they have a bicycle. But to know that you've so carefully prepared the routes and mm-hmm. that you're very conscious of that safety and making sure that it's well prepared.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking towards somebody who would be more of a novice rider, mm-hmm. they have the 8th Annual Great Pumpkin Ride, which will be November the 3rd, Saturday. And they'll have rides from 1 to 10 miles for somebody who's just trying to get out there. Then they also have a 25, a 62, and a 100.
All right, and this is different than the Cycle for Hospice of Acadiana.
Right, so okay. This is only going into the month of November now.
Okay, but people can look ahead to that,
yes.
The Great Pumpkin Ride. And again, if you have not participated in rides such as they're describing, this may be a good one to start off with.
Yeah.
And if you have just tuned in, again, my guests are Scott Schilling and Tony Bonomolo with Trail, talking about their upcoming events and the organization in general. And we probably tend to talk a lot about the bicycle rides. You have a lot of those. Are there other things coming up? You did mention the triathlon. What kinds of other events and outdoor activities are you all promoting?
Oh, we have the Cajun Country Half Marathon, which is an 11-year-old event, and it's it will be taking place December 15th. One thing we are scrambling to get together is a 10K trail run, which will be the first time that we've had a full-blown trail run mm-hmm. And as part of this event. The half marathons generally had about 2 miles that was off-road, but we're looking at trying to work with Acadiana Park and the Nature Station to develop the 80 acres that they recently picked up into a nice 10K trail that's going to travel along a canal in the Vermilion River.
Mm. When you said scrambling, I thought you were referring to the giant omelet celebration. So describe that area a little bit more for people who may not be familiar with it.
Well, it's located just south of I-10 by Louisiana Avenue. And if you are familiar with Acadiana Park and the Nature Station, on the backside of their property, they had acquired some additional acreage up there. And it's a...
And so you all are working on fixing that up. What is your vision? What do you hope will eventually be there?
Well, eventually, just to have just a nice dirt track path that could be available for trail running, but also just for nature walking. Mm-hmm. That would be a little more substantial than what's currently existing there, which is now just a 2-mile path. So it would be a nice way for people to get out in their environment without being invasive and being able to see some of the natural fauna mm-hmm. and flora and be able to appreciate what we have here. And it's kind of nestled in the middle of town, but it's a nice little wooded area, and it's got some hills. It's got some of the levying from the river, so a little bit of up and down. And if you just wanted to get off the road and go have a 10K run, it'd be available for you.
Wow. Well, I'm sure a lot of people listening are just feeling very grateful for that. You know, there seems to be a lot of attention to that now. And for many years, even if you grew up in Lafayette, there weren't a lot of places to go like that, that were easily accessed and just for strolling or running. And it's so wonderful to hear organizations like yours really working on creating spaces for us to do that.
We have a beautiful environment for getting outside and going to explore. I mean, whether it's kayaking, running, or riding, but for most of the time, every time you get into nature, you know, most people have to have a little bit more of an adventurous side to be able to just go jump on a levee or go mm-hmm. jump on a boat in a swamp, and shouldn't be intimidated by it. However, right. The more accessible we can make it, then I think the more activity that we'll create.
More people participating.
And this, you know, so when we talk about the Attack Boy Ishak Trail, when we talk about, you know, the 10K trail inside of Acadiana Park, these are things that would be easy to construct and be easy to and very inviting for people to come out and explore their environment, especially if they're from out of town or mm-hmm. you know, out of the state mm-hmm. and trying to get acclimated with our environment without being too intimidated.
Right, exactly. Our families just want to take their children on a nice walk somewhere, nice
Absolutely.
Long walk. So just a reminder, we are talking about events that Trail has organized. Cycle for Hospice of Acadiana is on October 13th. If you don't feel like you can ride that far, the Great Pumpkin Ride will be coming up in November. And then we did mention the Giant Omelet Celebration. What are you all doing there? You have different length rides for that.
Mm-hmm. So just for clarification, the Great Pumpkin Ride mm-hmm. Is not a trail event. It's a fundraiser for St. Jude.
Okay.
It's got a great turnout. But the Giant Omelet Celebration Cajun Challenge Ride, you know, is a trail ride. And we're offering, if somebody does the Great Pumpkin Ride which is going to be the Saturday, and then immediately comes back and they do the Cajun Challenge. We'll offer them half off the registration on the Cajun Challenge ride on that Sunday, which is a great bargain considering that the Great Pumpkin Ride is a donation-based only. So you could pretty much do both of them for free.
All right. Yeah. Oh, and again, I'm going to ask again if you have a website where this information will eventually be up so that people busily trying to ride as they're driving. Yeah,
it's all,
or biking. They're listening to us while biking.
It's all currently on latrail.org.
Okay,
you can find it. And we have an events page that has all of this information in there and where to go and sign up and where each of these events happens.
Okay. I keep thinking about all of these people who would really like to participate and really haven't gotten involved yet. What would you say has been the most beneficial aspect of these rides that you all have organized, these bike rides? And when you see people participating, joining in, who haven't really experienced much outdoor activity, what's been the most benefit for them that you've really seen?
I think really just getting out and riding. I mean,
yeah, I think when you're riding in that group environment, the level of comfort is really great. And and I've seen a lot of people over the years that, you know, have started cycling to lose weight just to get healthier. You know, especially, you know, when you look at all the different activities you have out there, cycling is one that's not going to beat up your knees. And you can get on, you can travel enough speed and distance to where you really get to see some nice scenery. So health benefits are tremendous, and just some of the weight that I've seen people lose has been tremendous. The safety of being in a group and the motivation of riding in a group. And then also when we put these rides together, you know, that we're doing a good job to give you the support, you know, to make sure that you have the gear, food, water, whatever you need that's out there to where you have a good time. And then at the end, you know, that we have a good celebration. And that's why, you know, with the John Almond celebration, we're finishing that Sunday right before the procession of the chefs. So we're hoping that, you know, this is our first time really trying to work with the organizer of the Great Pumpkin Ride. But if we have two events on a Saturday and a Sunday, and both of these events will offer short distance and long distance rides, but that people from out of state could come in and have an endurance weekend in Louisiana by doing back-to-back 6,200 milers. But if you want to do a lower one, you know, we have those also available too.
Well, I like that you mentioned the motivation part, because I'm sure there are a lot of people who have bought bicycles and thought that, yes, I'm going to get out there and ride. But it's hard sometimes to know where to ride, and you may not feel especially secure riding by yourself. So that motivation and sense of safety, I think, would be great motivators for people.
Oh, absolutely.
So where are we now? We've gotten through the Giant Omelet celebration, the pumpkin ride that brings us through November. What do you have going on after that?
Well, we are working, trying to put together a run for Mardi Gras, and hopefully we'll have one going down the parade route. So we're really working hard towards this. It's kind of up in the air if we could do it with Karen Crow Mardi Gras or something. But to be able to have a 5K run that would precede the parade, so have the whole fanfare. So it gets to be like running the bulls, but with people.
Now, there's an image. You could dress up your bicycles to look like. So we're looking at Mardi Gras. And then, of course, Cycle Zydeco. And that's coming back. What happened to Cycle Zydeco?
Yeah. Well, Cycle Zydeco was a Louisiana Lafayette Convention Visitor Center event. And it went dormant last year. I think just the amount, the intensity of the event and the breadth of all the different geographies that it took in, they decided to let it go dormant. And, you know, for us, that fits perfect within Trail's business model. And, you know, it's going to help us, one, promote cycling. It does take us beyond the geographic boundaries that most, like I said, most governmental entities are limited to. And so our interest is a little bit broader, geographically speaking. And this is a ride that, you know, has a great, you know, heritage. It's amazing, you know, since we've talked about picking this up, we've been getting phone calls from people from San Diego to Maine trying to figure out how to get into the lottery so they can get registered into this event.
Now, are these people who participated once or just have heard about
these
it?
These are people that have participated once, people that have never been able to participate because they've never been able to get into the lottery to be able to, to be able to actually get into it. I believe I got an email the other day asking, how do I get into the lottery? I've never done this and I've wanted to do it.
So you're restricted on how many can be involved. Is that how it goes? Or?
Yeah, the limitation has been 400 in the past. And, you know, it's a they got some of these types of cycling tours where they have thousands of people. And, you know, we're working really closely with Lafayette Visitors Convention Center to make certain that we can put this on as well as they've done in the past, because it's been a well-received, well-produced event that brings in a lot of people from, you know, different parts of the country and allows them to come get a flavor of South Louisiana with a Lazadico party every night.
All right. Well, so for someone listening right now, and their question is, how do I get involved? What would you tell them?
Well, we're...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Say, stay. Go to our website. Stay in touch with us. Mm-hmm. You know, and we got details that will be coming out shortly. So we have a. Our goal is to be ready to open up registration at the end of November.
All right. In addition to a website, do you all have Facebook?
Yes, it's LA Trail. Facebook.com/ LA Trail. I believe.
And I'm sure if you search,
it's also on our website.
Trail Lafayette. It certainly is a way to keep up with what's happening without having to always go to a website, having bookmarked it. So definitely check out that Facebook page as well for Trail.
Yeah.
My guest, Scott Schilling and Tony Bonomolo with Trail, here talking about the organization and events that are coming up, including one in the spring that became rather famous. Cycle Zydeco is returning, but in leading up to that, there are lots of opportunities for cycling, for running, for kayaking, as you said. So many ways to participate in the outdoors and in some of these events that you all have put together. Is there a way for people to actually become involved in Trail themselves? Is it an organization that is member-based?
We've always been a member-based, mm-hmm. and the membership criteria was I just had to know your name.
Okay.
Be a friend, but we had like no membership dues or anything. Okay. But yes, absolutely. You know, this is not, you know, the stuff that we're working on, and the, you know, the way that Trail as an organization is set up, this business model, is that we put on these events to help raise funds to take care of any overhead and any marketing that we potentially would have, and then we help go out and fund projects such as the Attack Paul Eshak Trail, Acadiana Park, and different things. And when we can secure funding for those projects, that the grants or any monies that we raise for it go 100% or even more into that project. So there's no loss in to overhead. Mm. So that's our business model. Use the events to get people outside and use the facilities. Use the events to raise any administrative overhead to cover overhead costs. And then, you know,
create more opportunities outdoor.
And then go fund these projects to build some great facilities, because we got a great environment. Now we just need to be able to create the access to them.
Sounds like a very positive organization to be involved in. So let's just remind people that you do have, did you want to mention the triathlon again? Is that something that's still open, or really this cycle for Hospice of Acadiana? Is that?
Yeah, well, if I can, mm-hmm. run down this real quickly. So this weekend, on the October 7th, is the Sugarman Triathlon. And then on October the 13th is the Cycle for Hospice of Acadiana. So you'll be able to get up that morning, go do this ride, which is a 21 to 51 mile ride. Then you'll be able to go to Festival Acadiana. And then on the November the 3rd, Saturday, is the 8th Annual Great Pumpkin Ride, Walk and Run. And they have rides from 1 mile all the way up to 100. And then the following day on the Sunday, they have the Giant Omelet Celebration Cajun Challenge down in Abbeville. And if you do the Great Pumpkin Ride, you get half off from the Giant Omelet Celebration Ride. And then on December 15th, we have the Cajun Country Half Marathon, and we're adding a 10K trail run. Then we're working on our Mardi Gras event, which will be the Saturday and Monday before Mardi Gras. And then March 23rd is the Ride for Rocks. And that'll be out of Acadiana Park, but it'll take in the Grand Coteau area. And then Cycle Zydeco will be back on. It'll be April 3rd through the 7th. So we're excited. We got a busy little slate ahead of us.
Lots of great things to look forward to. It sounds like you need to keep your bicycles in good repair and your muscles stretched out, and you can participate. So are both of y'all cyclists? Are y'all really into cycling?
I think we're both cyclists, but we both cycle very differently.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
I think we cover the spectrum.
What's the difference?
Well.
What kind of bike do you ride, or what do you ride, Scott?
Well, I'll ride or race a mountain bike or a road bike. Mm-hmm. Generally, I'm not using it to commute to get somewhere. I'm using it, you know, to go work out or go race.
Mm-hmm. And Tony?
Generally, I use my bike to commute and to get around and to use my car mm-hmm. as little as possible. Because it's I don't know. I like bike riding.
Well, both lead to the same goal and the same aim, really, getting outside and using your legs or your cycles for exercise or entertainment.
I don't know. I just do it for the breeze.
There's a t-shirt in that, Tony. Well, thank you both, Tony Bonomolo and Scott Schilling with Trail, here talking about their upcoming events and the organization. You can find out more by going to their website or their Facebook page. Thank you both.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.